Robots Radio presents...
Rated M for Mature.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to The Download, weekly gaming news. I am Jameson.
And I'm Brenna, who apparently is now hosting with Eeyore. So there's that.
I used to be able to do Eeyore's voice.
You know, you get older and you relate more and more to that guy.
Eeyore is my spirit animal.
Okay, guys.
Yeah. And then in certain points during doing certain things, Brenna, I relate to Tigger.
The silence should mean something to everybody. I hope you can feel it.
Actually, no, I relate very much to Rabbit and Eeyore. Rabbit is like...
the grumpiest.
It's how I feel like 90% of the time. Like, either I see all these Winnie the Poohs and Piglets out here doing this stuff, and I'm just over here like Rabbit, like, what the fuck?
Can you not?
Yeah, I meant to say WTF. My bad.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Hey, everybody. Welcome
season
back.
Season 3!
Woo! Yeah, year 3. Starting off real strong.
Yeah, we had a lot of energy coming into this.
You know, sometimes you just, like, find the energy. Like, you remember that one night we really just didn't want to record? And then the moment we called in Craig, it was just like, boom. Just energy suddenly appears.
You mean, like, every single time?
Yes. Yes.
It's, we want to do the show so bad, but finding the energy.
We love doing the show, but we know it's the energy that it's the time is what it ultimately comes down to. Because it's reviewing the material, gathering the material, then it's recording the material, then it's editing the material. And it's like, it's always late in the evenings too. Anywho.
Yeah,
we're happy to be back. We're happy to start year 3. We're going to figure out, we're going to mix things up with the download format wise, but we don't know what that is yet or when we're going to do that. So just, you know, keep on
listening.
Don't
quote him on literally anything.
Yeah. Don't quote me on anything. I have lots of loose
time. Here's the news. No.
I have lots of loose time frames and schedules for things in my mind. But there's always things that interrupt them. So
I would love to call you out on them as well.
You can. What do you want to call me out on?
I do. We'll see about the Patreon.
What do you mean the Patreon?
Getting that up and going.
The Patreon is up and going.
That was that? Kickstarter. GoFundMe. That's the one. God, there's so many. Okay. Can we have a second? This is not even related.
Indiegogo?
There are so many things where people can just give you money for like no apparent reason at all.
I wish people would give me money for no apparent reason at all.
Called OnlyFans. You might be able to tap into that.
Please don't bring that up. There are people in our chats that are pushing for that very much still.
How about like a lion head? Like a mane. Like you wear a mane.
Only if you're wearing a goose head and doing it with me.
The goose outfit would take off. I can't show that to the world.
I think it would all take off. Are you kidding me? People love effed up shit like that.
Yeah, I know. Wait, no,
stop
you know
making how, hand gestures.
No, you know how the puppies have like they put on the like
I don't
the gloves.
Like, I don't like where
they
this
have
is
the
going.
Horse ones. They have the horse.
I
ones.
Don't like where this is going.
They definitely have lion ones.
This is a sample of what our new show will be like.
Oh my God, it so is though. Oh, except for you'll get to see our faces.
Yeah.
That's
Dude,
bad.
You know, we would actually make very good, like if live radio was still a thing, we would make very good like morning show talk hosts.
Just
like, come
ranting
on.
Over BS.
Yeah, can you not see us playing being on like K-Rock or something? Like just shooting the breeze like this and then just like, oh, here's a song. Like, we're going to cut to some music.
Sure, but we would both have to be drinking early in the morning.
We'd also have to be up at like 4 in the morning for a like 5 a.m. studio thing.
Yeah.
Not about that lifestyle. I've tried it once.
Mm-mm. I tried it for 4 years and it did nothing. No, this actually longer than, well, no, 4 years. Okay, are we doing news?
Yeah. Yeah, we're doing news. You know, because it's, we had E3 and stuff recently.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was a lot of info. There was a lot of crossover info because everybody's doing their own show now. So you're just getting a lot of the same stuff over and over and over and over and over again all summer long. So a little bit back, we had the PlayStation State of Play. And we got to see a bunch of stuff during that. But probably the biggest thing was the announcement of Horizon 2 Forbidden West. And so they showed us gameplay and everything. And I don't think we got a release date yet. But I want to say it was the end of this year, beginning of next year.
Which is fine. I don't need to know the exact date. Let me know in like 3 months when it's coming out.
Agreed. Agreed. But some of the other things that have been kind of going on is shortly after they did the State of Play, like a couple companies that were having issues with PlayStation also like made some comments to it. So like CD Projekt Red, you know, said they're still waiting on Sony to approve them getting re-added to like the PlayStation Store, which, you know, that's its own whole like separate issue. And then there was someone else. It was, if it will load here, it was Randy Pitchford who was talking about Borderlands 3. And so Borderlands 3 is all set up for crossplay to work on like all systems. But Sony won't cooperate.
Yeah, it seems to be the theme lately that Sony really just does not want to play well with others.
No, and they just need to get on board with that train. They need to let that one go.
I don't know if it's letting it go. I think just Sony has been such an individual market for so long that it's...
But it's still an individual market. It's still Sony. It's still their exclusives. I can just now play with my friends on other systems for multiplayer games.
Right, which doesn't necessarily make sense because online multiplayers, crossplay, that type of stuff is more recent than it is not for video games.
Yeah.
Like the inception of video games, it's only been around for like maybe a blink of the eye.
True. And I mean, the technical crossplay as we know it now has only really been around like the last 3 years, maybe 4.
Maybe. I mean, they hinted at it like during PlayStation 3.
And there was very select games that had it, very select, and it was very uncommon. And it was usually only like very specific games. So like Final Fantasy 14. Had crossplay between PC and Sony. It's had it for forever, but it's a MMO and it's made by, you know, it's Final Fantasy. So
exactly. It doesn't. Yeah. I mean, right now, the only crossplay stuff we really see are online shooters.
Yeah. So I don't understand what the issue is with Sony not allowing the online shooters. Like, I'm not going to not buy a PlayStation. Just like I'm not going to go buy an Xbox now because my online shooter has crossplay. Like, no, people are still going to buy your PlayStations for all of the other reasons they buy your PlayStation.
The exclusives are just so damn good.
Yes. And so enabling crossplay on PlayStation just gives people that much more of a reason to buy PlayStation over like Xbox. Because then
why not just buy a PlayStation since all your friends have PlayStation, you want to play this game.
Yeah, but say all my friends have Xbox and I have a PlayStation. I can't play any video games with my friends because they're on Xbox. And this is an issue a lot of people have.
You shouldn't be playing Xbox. You should be playing PlayStation. That's the bottom line.
But I can't get, they won't, yes, they won't change. They're Xbox fanboys. Or say, like, right now, all of my buddies, all my coworkers at work, Overwatch players. They love to play Overwatch. I personally don't enjoy playing Overwatch, but if I had a couple guys who wanted to play and have shenanigans at night, that would be fun. I could play Overwatch for those shenanigans. Can I? No, I'm on PC. They're on PlayStation. But now Overwatch is going to be supporting crossplay like Call of Duty was with the whole Activision thing. So I'll be able to. I'm now down to download Overwatch again. Because otherwise I would have had to buy a PlayStation and have Overwatch on PlayStation.
I mean, I don't understand why. Yeah, I don't know. Because I feel like console and PC, like, they do not overlap. The community does not overlap. It's not like, I'll buy a PC or I'll buy a console. It's like, I have a PC and I want one, and then maybe I'll buy a console. Or it's, I buy a console, I don't want to deal with a PC. There's, like, really no in between. There's no one sitting there like, hey, let me pay, like, almost $1,000 worth, no, probably $1,500 worth of a desk, a chair, a actual tower, a monitor, a fucking keyboard, a headphones, a mat, all that stuff, a camera.
Yeah. I mean, we have our Nintendo Switches because that's Nintendo. You can't get those games anywhere else. And it's mobile. It's so nice to have a handheld system again. Absolutely love it. That's why I got a Nintendo Switch. It's mobile. It's fun.
PlayStation did have their mobile, but they don't make any games that really can be, that can work on a handheld. And Nintendo does.
And Xbox is investing that through their game streaming stuff with the iCloud, the handheld stuff. So then, and then when it comes down to PlayStation, like, I've lived for so long without the PlayStation exclusives, I can continue to live without the PlayStation exclusives. Those aren't a winning thing for me. Would I like to play them? Very much so. And that is driving me towards it. But what's also driving me towards PlayStation is I need a Blu-ray player. I have a massive Blu-ray collection that I can't play. So that is literally, and it'll be nice to have a streaming device.
Yes.
So, like, Sony, like, get off your high horse.
I don't know. And enable crossplay.
It is.
I honestly, I just think they're just the crotchety old man that has known that
this. They're on their high horse. They're on their high lawnmower in their yard. And they are throwing empty beer cans at the kids walking by on the sidewalk.
I feel like they are crotchety and old and have been doing that. I just think they want to stick to what they know because it's comfortable and because it works well in Japan. We're such a small market. They're like, F you, we don't give a flying. We don't need to expend any money into trying to make all of our stuff crossplay when you're like less than 0.25% of the stuff that we sell to. Like, get out of here.
I mean, I'm going to look up Japan.
There's a lot sold in the U.S., but I feel like Japan is their number one market.
So California is a couple tens of millions shy of the population of Japan.
Sure.
So when you look
number at number one market, meaning games, everything else. Yeah.
For games, it's Japan because they have they have a whole set of games that don't ever get sold outside of Japan.
Units sold, definitely US, more population, you're right, all that type of thing. I'm talking about revenue. I think even revenue-wise and like consumer-wise, they have more loyal consumers and everything else.
Because they're a more all-encompassing company. But if we're going to just look at their, because I analyzed their financials last year. I did this for you know, a thing. So if we're just looking at their game and network services, which is their second largest segment as a company, like that, you know, there's a sizable chunk of that is the rest of the world and not Japan. You know, sure. Like.
Sure. I mean, but then even within entertainment, obviously, their console sales is a mere couple percent of their entertainment. With how, I mean, the Sony soundbars, the everything else that has to do with it.
That's their largest segment. That's a separate segment, the consumer electronics one. That's their largest. And yes, that segment sells so much more in Japan than it does in the US, because the US, you occasionally see like Sony TVs and that kind of stuff here in Sony soundbars, and they make great products. But we also have like Samsung, LG, Panasonic, like we have all these other companies. But if you go to Japan,
there's like the Westinghouse, which is the most random thing ever, but it's like super affordable.
Those are a dark horse. Those are like actually really good.
No, but like, they actually are.
But if you go to Japan, it's literally like, and you go to the stores there, the electronic stores, it's Sony, 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 Sony. And then you might see a couple other.
What is the, it's a Chinese brand, Huion or something like that?
I don't think they're really in Japan. Japan works very hard to close off their market to some of these other countries.
I mean, they're an island. They really need revenue.
So it's probably mostly like Sony, Panasonic, and Samsung.
Yeah.
Hiccups.
I can see that.
I know.
God, that was a tangent.
Yeah. We also got the June PlayStation Plus lineup. I know that was a little while ago, but it was Virtua Fighter 5, Ultimate Showdown, Operation Tango, and Star Wars Squadrons. Pretty meh games. Yeah.
And Squadrons have already been out, so.
Squadrons has been out. It came out last year, and that was like, honestly, I'm going to say that wasn't even a $40 game.
Wow. You were mega stoked. I remember just peering in on the session that was going on in Discord, and everybody was mega stoked, and it was like, okay, there's going to be more content coming, and then there wasn't, and I feel like that has been it.
I was disappointed that they announced that there was no content, additional content coming, because there was a lot more that could have been in there, and there wasn't a lot in there.
Okay, okay. Let's take out the fact that you're a Star Wars weeb. As far as a video game with content goes, not within the lore of Star Wars.
If we're looking at a video game, it had maybe max a 6-hour campaign.
Okay.
And then you had like 3 multiplayer maps, 2 game modes, and 4 vehicles with miscellaneous customization. Not a $40 game.
And I can agree with that.
That's a $20 game.
I can agree with that. Especially with, you know.
And then there was no post-launch support. We randomly got a free update a couple months later that added 1 new ship for each faction and 1 new map.
And that was it.
That was it.
Yeah.
So, and growing up playing all of the Star Wars games, like we had Rogue Squadron, Rogue Squadron 2, Rogue Squadron 3, Star Wars Starfighter, X-Wing Alliance, you know, Star Wars TIE Fighter, so many Star Wars fighter games and fighter sims. So that is such a huge market that people want. Like, look at EVE Online. Look at War Thunder. People love the flying games.
EVE Online is a stupid amount of people with like a very close-knit community for how massive it is.
And that's like, what I don't
people have gotten married over EVE Online.
And that's what I don't understand is before Lucasfilm shut down, they had a massive MMO called Star Wars Galaxies, which was pretty much almost like EVE. And that's what I don't get is why they haven't tried to do something like that again. That this kind of just open world, pick your ship, do your thing kind of.
You mean dealio. No Man's Sky?
Yeah. Yes and no. No Man's Sky, as much as I hate to say it, it keeps getting better and better. They keep adding more and more. Is it still enough? I don't know.
For initial launch, yes.
Yes. I think with the past update, not this recent one, but the one before that when I started replaying again.
Yes.
I think that was the point where I was like, this is what it should have been at launch.
Right.
Like, I had vehicles, I had customization, I had my freighter, we had all the star stuff. Like, I felt like that was an enjoyable experience for me. I was playing it online with a couple buddies pretty regularly for a couple weeks. I was thoroughly enjoying that.
I think
it got old fast.
I mean, it's the style of play. I don't know that it has much to do with the game. I'm just not grinding crafting.
I don't like to craft to get this item only to have to go into a new area and craft to get the next item to move
on. And that's the style of game. That's it.
I like stories. I like quests and doing things. And that's what I'd love to see someone do with Star Wars.
Yeah. I mean, it's so hard. There's already so much built around Star Wars. It's like,
yes.
What else can you do? And how do you not step on all the timelines?
Exactly. And that's the thought that enters my head.
I was going to say, they're still doing more. They have exhausted all of the timeline after and before, and they're still trying to go. And it's like,
I wouldn't say they've exhausted, but they're
reaching it. And they're picking smaller characters, smaller quotations, because now lore has been built around them. And now they're seeming to be a massive characters. Because this whole system was never created before. It's not like Lord of the Rings, where there was a ton of books. You know what I mean? It's like this stuff was created from these movies.
And then Star Wars, there was the original movies. Right. And then those exploded into what was called the expanded universe. There was people writing books, people making comics. And a lot of it, it all had to get run. It all had to get run by George Lucas, because he had the rights. But when it came across and he checked it out, or his people checked it out, it would get marked as expanded universe. And if it got marked as expanded universe, then that meant it was like, okay, this is acceptable within
canon.
It's not canon because it wasn't in the movies, but it's been accepted into the timeline. Like, this is, you know what I mean? Like, it's basically canon.
One black guy in the whole movie.
Finn.
Is it? Wait, what? In the original ones.
Oh, Lando.
Lando. Like, they're running out of things to do that they have decided that Lando is going to be a whole new movie series.
TV show. Yeah, he's getting a TV show.
TV show.
Does he need a TV show? I don't think so.
No, none of this needs to be done. But
Solo need a movie? Don't really think so.
I mean, Han Solo at least was a bigger character.
Yeah, but you knew a lot about Han Solo from all the movies that it was like, I don't really need to go and see a movie about Han Solo.
I mean, it could have been a fun one to see him go through the changes that made him that sort of like character, but they didn't do a good job.
Let me present you a different option. Would you rather had a Han Solo movie or a Boba Fett movie?
Yeah.
That one lost.
How the F? Nobody cares about Han Solo when there's this kid that watches dad get beheaded and now is doing all these crazy things and melting people. Like, let's see that timeline.
Yes. The man that has literally 30 seconds. No, maybe 2 minutes. No, maybe 5 minutes tops of airtime across 9 movies is one of the most iconic and recognizable characters, because he is the most feared bounty hunter in the entire galaxy.
Because Darth Vader has to say, hey, don't melt anybody, please. Thank you.
So back to E3.
The tangents.
Check out our new show coming. I don't know when.
We're preparing.
It's going to take a lot of preparing. Part of that is getting the GoFundMe so we can raise the funds.
So I can call you out on this?
Yes, I'm going to set it up this week.
Fantastic.
It's on my list of things to do.
Oh, that's the beginning of the end. When you hear it's on my list of things to do, it will never be done.
Fuck you.
It's like the last one on the list.
I want to put some shit on your list of things to do.
Good. Go ahead. I'm not. They're not going to happen. I'll get yes, to exactly. it. But I, it's on my list of things to do.
Brenna's list of things. If it's on Brenna's list of things to do, it's things not to do. It's yes. what it honestly is.
Unless it's your fitness. And then I'm like, all right, we're going to get spreadsheets out.
Even then, it's a little iffy sometimes.
Sir, you've been on vacation.
Yeah, but how many times do I have to be like, Brenna?
Not anymore.
I will concede. Yes, you've gotten much better. There have been less of those text messages.
Yes, sir.
But there was a hot minute where yes. it was very
I
bad.
Mean, grad school.
College. Job. Podcast.
I'm saying grad school.
Okay.
I will throw a fit right now.
I always loved the fingertips together.
It's my version of snapping or clapping is to the very gently the prayer hands, the fingers tapping together.
Yes. I like it.
It's the calm before the storm.
It is. It's a call sign to me to let me know that I'm walking a thin line between being funny and I'm about to whoop your ass.
I'm about to smash your will to live. You might want to take it.
That's how I know. Anyway, Uncharted 4 is also going to be getting a PC release, which I've never played any of the Uncharted games because they're all Sony exclusive.
They're a fantastic amount of fun. Super awesome open world, kind of first shooter, not open world, they're level games. But like first person shooter, puzzle, action, cool games.
Yeah. I'm excited. So E3, we had that happen last week. And boy, oh boy, was there a lot of stuff. So we're going to start with Nintendo Direct. First things first, we got a new Smash Bros. Character coming. And from the Tekken universe, they're bringing in Kazumi. They had a pretty epic trailer of him just killing somebody and tossing him off a cliff. It was fantastic. Probably one of the most exciting announcements to come from the Nintendo thing was Metroid Dread. It's like the first Metroid game in like
30 years?
10. The last one was on the DS. The
Nintendo DS.
Yeah, let me see. Metroid games. Because I remember there was that one on the DS and everybody was playing it, and I didn't have a DS at the time and I couldn't play it, and it even had multiplayer.
Oh, that's crazy. I can't think of multiplayer that far back.
It was like when you had to be like near the people and you did like the like little connection to them. And
that's what I remember. I have a cord so I can connect another Game Boy.
But it, like if you had the DS, it could do the Wi-Fi connection. Like if you were close enough, you would Wi-Fi connect to the other DSs and you could play.
Super cool.
I think it was Metroid Prime 3 Corruption. But there's Metroid Other M. I don't remember. Anyway. It's been a long time since there's been a new Metroid game, so people are very excited about that. Obviously, they'd be more excited if it was Zero Suit Samus, but, you know, that is whatever. What it is.
You know, I feel like I always have to date myself even further because I, for some reason, think we're in 2000, like the early 2010s. I don't like below, like 2000 to 2010. That's how I always think everything. So I need to date myself like 10 years.
I know. We also got confirmed that next year we will be getting the Breath of the Wild sequel. That will be coming out. They had a cool trailer of that showing some floating islands. Yeah, that could be fun. And then I got super excited to relive my childhood when they announced the Advance Wars reboot camp. And it is going to be a full remastered remake of Advance Wars 1 and Advance Wars 2. and it will be on Nintendo Switch. I like lost it. I loved Advance Wars 2, Black Hole Rising so much. Probably my number one favorite game of the Game Boy Advance.
Wow.
I played that a lot. I would even play that when I finally got a DS, and I would play that over like Advance Wars Dual Strike, like the DS Advance Wars that came out later. I love that. So I'm super excited that they're bringing that back. But I'd also be more excited if Nintendo just announced the virtual console and let us buy and download all the old games through a virtual platform, because they've totally done that before and could do it again. And I don't know why they don't.
There's programming to be done?
There isn't. They've already done it on the Wii. So they're literally just porting it over to the Switch. All the games are already there. It's all emulators. It was literally a whole system, and it was amazing. People loved the Wii U, and they love the virtual console. Nintendo's really weird sometimes about some of their decisions.
I don't know. We'll probably see it eventually.
I'm not holding my breath on that one. It's Nintendo. Capcom didn't really have too much to show, just mostly updates on what's coming with Resident Evil and Monster Hunter, which just is more additional content for both of those. So, and I mean, great Ace Attorney, if you're super stoked about that one. We had indie games. They always do that. A whole bunch of things get shown there. It's kind of nothing. There's nothing really that jumped out to me during the indie reveals. PC Gaming Show. They did announce Naraka Blade Point coming out later this year. A lot of people are excited about that one. It's like a ninja melee samurai battle royale. So it's all swords, grappling hooks, katanas, spears.
What was that one that they did? And it was like you could play a samurai against a pirate, and it was super. The graphics were awesome.
Ubisoft. It was I literally had it in my head, and it started with an F. Ubisoft.
It's like people with very samurai, skinny French swords, and like it was
Viking.
And like, yeah.
Samurai Viking Knight. I can't believe I'm For Honor. Jesus.
It reminds me of For Honor, but only ninjas.
Which I'm totally game for, like a very high skill based melee battle royale. I think that would be stupid fun.
It needs to be VR capable.
That would be super cool.
Yeah.
They also announced Orcs Must Die 3, probably one of my it's a random silly game. It's like a tower defense, but it's a third person. So you have like guns and arrows and things, and then you run around setting up traps to kill all the orcs so they don't run through and destroy your portal. It's super hilarious and it's so much fun.
That's so different from the top down that you normally play, like a full god mode.
Yeah,
you have to physically go set everything up.
Yep. Yep, and you have money you spend, but then your character also has abilities and weapons, so you're also shooting the orcs and like doing things to them as well, and like you have your traps and oh, so much fun.
That sounds like if for people that like strategy sort of shooter weird sort of, I don't know, battle games. Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun.
I still play the Orcs Must Die 2 and stuff every so often because it's fun, and you can usually get it on sale for like under $5. It's not expensive. The creators of Northgard, who did the Viking strategy game like builder, are making a new one called War Tales, where you're a mercenary band trying to survive in like a plague ridden medieval setting. That one looks super cool. I love Northgard. The creators of Limbo are making a new game. Some people are making like a Stalker clone called Pioneer. It's just another survival FPS.
Yes. There's a Chernobyl survival horror RPG game.
God, that sounds terrible.
Yeah, the whole region has been like recreated almost perfectly from photos and like
You can go images. Hard to go there.
Yeah, I think it's a Russian dev team that's behind it, but
I don't need to hear. You know what? You can walk around something, but if they're playing like a fun poppy song from the 80s, you're perfectly fine. You play something creepy, and it could just be like a normal bright day out, and you would think something's gonna pop out of the ground.
I definitely think we are long overdue that this Halloween we need to do like a horror game stream together, like sit down together one weekend and.
I'm not
like,
playing.
You have to play once.
I will not move. My character will sit in the corner and stare at the wall.
You'll have to play once. We'll take turns. When one person's anxiety levels rise too high, we will chair swap.
We'll do heart rate on watches.
Yes. Yes. I wonder if there's a way where we can get it so that our heart rate would display on stream. Like, so you can see. That would be so cool.
It's a Bluetooth thing, so as long as there's Bluetooth capabilities, I guarantee you, because we do it at my work.
Good point. Square Enix also had theirs. They got a new Guardians of the Galaxy Marvel game that they're working on. Basically, it's like an expansion for the Avengers. So, but it's a whole new game.
Right.
So,
It looks interesting. The character wise, I think they did okay. They made Gamora look cooler. And what's the main guy?
Quill. Star Lord.
Yes, I knew Star Lord, but I couldn't think of Quill. He looks like kind of cooler, but I don't like how they did Rocket.
Yeah.
He looks like wise and old. That's not what Rocket is.
No.
Like, he's not a wise old thing.
Hawkeye and Black Panther are also coming to the Avengers game.
We're just really beating a dead horse with this superhero stuff.
The creators of Nier Automata are making a new game called Babylon's Fall, which will be a new hack and slash. That one looks pretty fun. Final Fantasy Origins. Ouch. That did not look good. That was one of those games where people saw that and they were like,
don't make it.
Yeah.
Stop it now before you. Yeah.
It's Final Fantasy, but Soulsborne.
That's what they're
going for, is like Final Fantasy Dark Souls crossover.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like this is another horse that's being beaten to death.
Yes, the whole Souls concept is very much being beaten to death.
I'm talking about Final Fantasy. There's like, what, 20 of them?
If that, there's probably more. I think 16 is coming out next year. But there's more than those actual 16.
Right. Yes.
So,
I mean, clearly there's a player count because they keep making them.
Yeah. I mean, Sony, is definitely having a run for their money this coming year with the Xbox Bethesda showcase at E3. Boy, did they hit that out of the park.
Like Bethesda being exclusive.
That was upsetting because they specifically said when they bought Bethesda that any games currently in development that were not exclusive would not become exclusive. And they've already stepped on that with Starfield, announcing that Starfield will be Xbox exclusive. I am upset by that. It's going to come to PC, so screw all of you Sony fanboys, because that's how we roll, PC master race. But like, that upset me, the fact that they walked back something that they had already said. You don't just buy one of the largest gaming companies
That has been available for every console and for every platform it has been available to.
I can understand if you want your future games developed by them that haven't been announced to be exclusive. That is within your prerogative. But now Elder Scrolls is under question. And that is very concerning.
I mean, they're going to be effed. Most of the sales came from PlayStation. They did not come from Xbox.
I mean, we could probably look it up, but I think at the end, PC won out with Elder Scrolls.
Yeah. But either way, it's like your titles that have always been non-exclusive need to stay non-exclusive if you want to develop a new title that is in conjunction with Microsoft, do that. But it's Bethesda Studios that has had the Elder Scrolls series since like 94 or 96. I think Morrowind came out.
So there's still the chance for them to walk that back because the game isn't set to release until November 11th, 2022. Thanks for that oddly specific date, a year and a half away, that, oh, you're probably going to delay.
I don't know why.
I don't know why they give us those dates so far out. If it's
so far.
If it's not within the calendar year, don't tell me the date.
6 months.
I'm good with 6 months too.
6 months. It used to be like four.
Yes, it used to be like if it was announced at E3, it's coming out later this year.
Yes.
And with the rare occasion that they would sometimes tell you games that came out in January, February, or March of the next year, because that was like the end of the gaming
season.
Year.
Yeah.
But that was like all E3 ever told you, is they never went past that date for games.
You know, and I remember seeing Bethesda do their Elder Scrolls 6, the Skyrim. I remember seeing that on E3, and it was like a year away, and all it was like a pan through of like etchings in a wall, and it was like the Dragonborn music in the background, and I got so effing hyped. But it was a year away, and that was the first time I ever noticed that.
That was 2011?
10, it did it, 10. But then 11, it came out, I think.
Yeah, but then when they announced the date, like in 2011, like what date it was actually going to come out, they were like, here's live action trailer, here's actual trailer. Like,
you played it at the following E3. People were playing it and they were really intrigued by the first person, third person, because they added the third person and most people still played in first person.
That's usually what would happen, is the year prior E3, you might get a teaser announcement that this game is coming. And then the following E3, you would get full gameplay walkthrough demos on stage in front of everybody. They don't do that anymore.
No.
We never see demos anymore.
You used to see that, like the whole CEO, everyone, what's his face? God, I can't remember from Bethesda. He is up there with a controller in his hand walking around. Todd Howard, yes.
Yeah. Yes, that was the best. I loved, everyone would be on YouTube looking up the demos and like, yeah, now we don't get that. Now we get like they show us 14 minutes of gameplay footage. It's pre-recorded, pre-rendered stuff that they did in their studio that they're playing for us. Like, get the F out of here. Like,
do you remember when
they
used to do they would do cutaways and it'd be like three people on a couch and they'd be playing it?
Dude, I remember they would do like it was always Ubisoft. Whenever Ubisoft would come up and they would be doing like the newest Ghost Recon or like Tom Clancy games, and they would have the people talking and they have the guy up there on stage. It's like, oh yeah, let me call in my buddies to help me out. It's like, oh, hey, Tom, like, can you throw out a like grenade thing? It's like, yeah, grenade going out. Like, it was the lines, because they would script it for their gameplay.
But it would be
thing.
A live play, but it would yes. be scripted live play.
It was so cheesy.
Oh God, yes, I totally remember that. Can you call in the Apache? Apache calling in, and then you would see like his friend, like, and then the Apache would drop in and it'd be like, Alpha team, let's roll out. And then everybody would like run up with their controllers.
But it's like, oh my God, guys, I'm down. Can I get a heal? Like they're trying to make it sound like urgent, but it's like, another time to be alive, man.
Yeah, man, so good. God, boomers. We sound like boomers.
I just, and it wasn't, it was just
like I said, it was enough technology, not enough regulation.
It was a decade ago. Like yeah. literally, this was a decade ago. It's
decade or like
it
90s,
it
early 2000.
It disappoints me how fast the gaming industry has declined in the last decade.
Money.
And DayZ, I attribute DayZ oh. to the beginning of the end.
You DayZ, I maybe even
no yeah. DayZ, because DayZ was when yeah. the greed became apparent. It was just
what about
a fun,
Arma.
Well, so DayZ was just a fun mod for Arma, and it had a lot of attention, a lot of attraction. Then the guy that created it decided, I'm going to make a standalone game. Early access, buy, pay $30, you get to play it as I develop it. That was the beginning of the end. That was when early access took off. That was when all those survival games started to take off. And that was when companies started realizing more and more and more, we can release less
money.
Yes, for the same price and, you know, get more in the long run. That I think was the beginning of the end. And that was like 2013, I think, was when DayZ standalone was first announced.
Yeah.
And DayZ standalone almost 10 years later still does not have as much as DayZ mod did in 2012.
Crazy.
Yeah. Mega disappointing. That was my first burn. That was the first time I ever really got burned on a game. Because everyone used to pre-order back then. I used to pre-order games all the time.
Everything. $5 GameStop. You save your copy. Done.
I didn't like it, but I pre-ordered Star Wars Battlefront, the EA one, when that came out.
Wow.
In
like 2012? 14?
14 okay. or 15.
Yeah.
And while I did not like the game, it as a Star Wars fan, it still gave me goosebumps because it was so visually well done. It Correct. And the yes. audio was just a whole nother level.
Dude, I remember listening to new COD, like stuff that would come out, and just the sound of bullets leaving chambers. It got so good. It was like the audio. Oh my God.
I would be playing the Star Wars and I have goosebumps right now, but thinking about it, but like it was that level of like, I feel like I am in Star Wars. These are like movie grade, theater grade sound effects.
Yes.
And I appreciate that. The game itself, garbage, but just the fact that I'm hearing the sounds, it's those little things that can right. really like change it. But yeah, DayZ, beginning of the end, and it hasn't gotten any better. And if anything, the last couple years, it's gotten significantly worse with just the advertising. It's turned into an absolute cash grab now that people are realizing how much money is in the gaming industry and how many people that they can connect with.
Mobile.
We don't need to talk about that, child. Stalker, Heart of Chernobyl also got an extended gameplay trailer. I would love to see legitimate gameplay, like hands-on. But Stalker excites me because that's something that I'm interested in, like that whole, you know, style of game that's very Tarkov, very, you know, Arma. But you know, we'll have to wait and see. Back for Blood also is coming out later this year. I'm cautiously optimistic on that. It's like a Left 4 Dead like reboot.
And Left 4 Dead did decently well.
Very well.
Yeah.
It was very popular.
But it had three of them, didn't it?
Two.
They've been hinted. Everyone has been wanting a third one, and it keeps. Yes, the community has been very vocal about that.
Yeah, so we're getting an unofficial third Left 4 Dead, basically. And then Contraband was a co-op open world game that got announced that looked pretty interesting. Have to, again, wait and see, you know, what that looks like because it only just got announced. They're adding a Pirate's Life expansion to Sea of Thieves.
Captain Jack Sparrow. I just lost my brain.
I mean, just like Sea of Thieves. I wanted to know what's next for Sea of Thieves because they've been running out of steam.
Yes.
This was a good call.
Dude, it was a great call. I didn't know what else they were going to do, though.
I need more from Sea of Thieves. We need a new Sea of Thieves with more.
But I wouldn't mind them doing this expansion, letting it ride out, creating a Sea of Thieves 2 with just more stuff to do. It's the same concept of I grind out, I get a new thing. And then I grind out and I get a thing that's better than my old thing. And there needs to be nothing else.
There needs to be more locations, more quests. Yes, like actual lore. Quests. Yes, lore. When we talked about that in depth last year with Captain Logan, you know, about what we would like to see from Sea of Thieves. And so, you know, go check out some of those episodes with him because it always comes up when we talk with him. And those were really great discussions. I think we talked for quite a while.
An hour and a half, at least.
Yeah, I remember that. There was like the one morning we did it in the morning one day, like before our classes or something.
Yes.
You were late waking up and we were both waiting for you to get on. And I was like, you're like, you texted me. It's like, oh my God, I just woke up. I'm like hurrying. Like it's like 20 minutes afterwards. I'm like, Brenna, go make yourself some coffee and then get on. And you're like, you're a saint.
I think that was when I taught class and it started at like 8:30 and it went to like 9:30 or 9:50 or something like that.
I don't know. I don't remember. Like the,
my last two teaching semesters in person, I taught like a class that went to almost 10 o'clock.
Yeah. We also got to see another look at 12 Minutes, that time loop game where you kind of redo time. Like that one's
super trippy.
It's finally coming out this year. That's one that's been like shown like the last several years. We've been waiting for Psychonauts 2, Fallout 76 has that Brotherhood of Steel expansion coming this summer. We got another look at Halo Infinite with a new story trailer, but I don't know if Halo Infinite is coming out. This is the same time, or the single player is coming out at the same time as the multiplayer. They made it sound like the multiplayer is coming out first, but they didn't give a date for either. So mega confused about that.
I mean,
very on the fence about Halo Infinite.
Everybody is. You really should release the single player first, and the multiplayer is an add-on. It is not a multiplayer game. It is a single player game that may have multiplayer that got popular because of Landline.
I mean, yeah. I mean, Halo multiplayer was what... I mean, Halo single player made Halo, but then Halo multiplayer remade Halo.
Yes. It added something on top of it, but it wasn't... It didn't start off like the online that we knew. It was everybody in a basement with four tube TVs that were doing Landline.
The OG...
Dude, those great photos where like a dude is duct taped to the ceiling.
I love the old LAN
parties. Yeah.
Yeah. Good times. So like the multiplayer is going to be free to play, which is super cool. I'm okay with that. They're going to do battle passes. They did say that they will have paid and free. Or I think they call it freemium. So
get
it's like
the F out of here.
Well, that's how they like say like there will be free and premium options. So they say like freemium. I don't quote me on that.
I don't want to.
It's a word I've been hearing throwing around. So there will be free and paid versions of the Battle Pass. But this is my absolute favorite part. And this was such a great decision that's going to shape
the industry, there's no time limit on the battle passes.
Interesting.
So they will release battle passes, but they never run out. You can always complete them. And you can go back and purchase old battle passes.
Thank you. It's not like the data goes away. It's not like you don't, like, it's still there. You have it on your servers. You still have to have the mesh in people's accounts. Why isn't it available for anyone at any point in time?
And there's been so much out the last couple years with how much time a lot of these battle passes require.
Yeah. Optimizing it is not easy. I understand that. Optimizing points with play and hours.
Yeah, but if I'm having to put like 50 hours a week just to complete the battle pass within its time frame,
what's it paid for?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. So this is the right call. And Brenna is right. We're not going to get through everything today, but we're going to.
I messaged Jamie on Discord. I was like, E3 might be the only thing today.
I mean, the Summer Game Fest just kind of recapped a lot of the stuff. There was only one thing they kind of showed specifically in that didn't get shown at E3, but we'll get to that.
I'm looking at my scroll bar and we're not even halfway.
I know. So there was that. We also got EA showed a look at Battlefield 2042, which I'm very excited for. It looks like they're going back to more Battlefield 4, Battlefield 3 stuff. But again, cautiously optimistic. Gotta wait and see. They announced Atomic Heart. They announced a new Forza Horizon 5, which looks gorgeous. I might actually get into Forza Horizons.
Dude, honestly, when hasn't Forza and some of these racing games in the last 5 years, 5 to 7 years, they have just every single time they've come out looked beautiful.
Forza Horizon 5 was voted the most anticipated game. That was shocking.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, nothing's coming out right now, so I guess it kind of makes sense. Yeah.
But I mean, it looks pretty. So that's coming October, I think. Age of Empires 4 is also coming out October, which, you know, that's the first like major RTS game to release in years. So people are mega stoked for that. Flight Simulator dropped a bunch of new content. Forza Horizon 5 takes place in Mexico.
I mean, when all you have to work on is shading, it better be
beautiful. I love the videos of like movies, United States, and then Mexico. It's like the same scene, but with a different filter on.
Yes, and like the ones from India have a slight blue filter for some freaking reason. But it makes sense.
Yeah. Gearbox, they showed us a behind the scenes look at Borderlands, which there's been some pictures coming out as they're wrapping filming. I saw a picture of Kevin Hart in like his costume with all of his tattoos for his character.
Live action?
Yes, it's live action.
Okay, we finally know what the F it is.
Yeah, live action. Doesn't he
play a robot?
No, he plays like a 6 foot, like he plays The Rock basically in. That's what his character looks like actual Borderlands. Remember.
Yes.
And Kevin Hart is like 5'8".
No. He is 5'4".
Stop it.
I swear to God, he is not that short. I swear to you. Very key typing Kevin Hart.
Tell me, why isn't his height like one of things?
It's the third thing on here.
Yes, I see that now.
Okay, we need to.
According to sources, Kevin Hart is between 5'2 and 5'4.
The person is small with an OL.
My name is Brian Burton. It's been 26 years since the bombs fell. And since I've left the vault, I've been trying to rebuild. But this isn't the Appalachia that I remember. There's so much more to everything going on. And I promise to find the answer. So if you're out there, if you're listening, just hone in on these coordinates. Remember, there's a place for you at the end. Omega.
The Omega Broadcast Fallout Story is available on iTunes, Spotify, and many great podcasting sources.
Ahoy there, ye landlubbers. Avast, my name is Captain Logan, and I'll be your guide out on the Sea of Thieves. If you love the idea of stealing treasure, cutting down cursed skeletons, fighting off krakens, and raiding forts filled to the brim with shinies, then Sea of Thieves is the game for you. Join me each week as I dive into the news and bring back the nuggets of information that any sailor worth their weight in salt would desire. You don't have to be a pirate legend to gain access to my podcast. Just search for Keelhauled, a Sea of Thieves podcast in your podcast app of choice, or head over to robotsradio.net or captainlogan.podbeam.com and get ready to set sail for adventure. Arrgh.